I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News, and E3 Partners worker in the Middle East is recovering after being brutally attacked by a radical Muslim. According to E3 Partners' Tom Doyle, their Middle East director, whom we'll call Jamal, was stabbed and beaten by a Muslim pretending to be interested in Christ. As police took the man away, Jamal forgave his attacker. Doyle says,
Jamal's display of forgiveness is the most powerful message because it's not the message of the other religion. That just sets Christianity in a different category.
Next, villages buried in landslides triggered by the earthquake in Indonesia may be declared mass graves. The focus now is on the living and keeping them alive. Food for the Hungry Scott Aminoff is in Sumatra.
Food for the Hungry is reaching out to two of those predominantly Muslim areas. We have set up a food kitchen, and we're feeding over 700 people daily.
It's the first step of meeting physical needs. Aminoff says they've mobilized believers to respond because
I think this is a prime opportunity for the local church to move into action and be the light that God has called us to be.
And you can be involved in ending world hunger this weekend. Sunday, October 11th is World Hunger Sunday. International Mission Board's Wendy Norville says it's aimed at helping American congregations connect with the needs of the world. As funding goes out to feed the hungry, the gospel will be shared, following Christ's model.
I think Jesus was very clear that not only are we to share with people the love of God in sharing about Jesus Christ, but we also are to meet the human needs that exist. And really, you can't separate the two.
Mission Network News is the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's making available two DVDs, Keys to the Middle East and the Storybook of Sat7. Get your free copies at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.